Now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood
Connections. Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections Friday Night Super Special, and it's another Christmas special with producers. We have casting directors calling in. You do not want to miss this hour. Before I start, I just have to, it's so funny, I have these fake glasses and I have real glasses, so I'm looking down here, and to give you an idea, tomorrow at the Tyrone Square Mall, do you have a beautiful baby? Does your child want to be a model? Join us Saturday, December 14th at the Tyrone Square Mall with a spectacular sunburst Merry Christmas beauty pageant. We have all ages with winners and runners-up. They're crowned the day of in several age divisions. This group is one for girls, followed by birth, 23 months, boys, and in advance, we have 27-year-olds with the oldest division being 18 to 27. Get qualified, not, you know, for you can attend this prestigious Sunburst Florida State Finals and attending Saturday Merry Christmas pageant and trophies and so exciting crowns will be awarded. Please arrive by 10 a.m. to enter the pageant. It starts promptly at 11 a.m. Hope to see you there. The Tyrone Square Mall. Merry Christmas from Sunburst Pageants. And I will be there judging as well as Lisa. And also we have Sue Greenberg. She'll be there with Elliot's Tales judging. So it's going to be a fun-filled event tomorrow. And while Lisa is setting up, she just got back from church and she's getting everything ready. I want to introduce my guests before I go around and talk about what's happening in the community as well. Remember, tomorrow is the Dunedin Christmas Parade. We'll be in there. Wave to us. Look for Hollywood Connections. You'll see TAM Talk Radio as well. And let me go around and introduce, and we're going to come back and interview some more. Just say hello to everybody and tell me your name.
Hello, I'm Alex Giuliano.
I'm a local production company owner, and I do a lot of theater.
Wonderful. And then let's go to our other VIP guest here as well. I say VIP because you are.
Yeah, I'm Buddy Winsett. I have a local production company and a recording studio and post-production facility, and we do small independent films and things of that nature.
Oh, we're so excited to talk to you, and I know that our fans and our drivers down at the beach, and they're all out there, and they cannot wait to hear what you have to say. And Lisa V, how are you?
I am doing amazing. Let me get my headphones on, but yes, in the name of Jesus, we just finished the Christmas part of our church, and it got out a little bit late, so.
That's okay. That's important. Now, I have to tell you before we start, I was at the Indian Rocks Beach Christmas Parade last week, and I had there was a big blue bus that pulled up in front of us. So my grandson's going nuts. My nephews are going nuts because I'm in the parade as Miss, you know, Florida Classic Tourism. And they're like, Gigi, follow that bus. So all of a sudden, my parade wave went to my husband, follow that bus. So I find out it's the Jug Squad. Is that how I say it? Jug Squad?
I think Jug Squad is it?
Jug Squad, okay.
Well, it's J-O-O-G Squad. And so anyways, we're like, follow that bus. And I'm like yelling out of my car, going, hey, can I interview you? And my grandson's like, follow that bus. So we get to the end of the parade, And what do? Lisa, I jump off our GMC truck. Now, you know, I am not a tumbler, but I didn't fall. And I jumped off to run to get this interview with these guys. And I find out they have millions and millions and millions of hits on YouTube. Now, here's the funny thing. They were taping that day. So if you go to J-O-O-G Squad, you can see them, you know, where they snuck into the parade. And they did all this fun stuff. And they're the ones that did the shark, you know, fake one at Clearwater Beach when everyone thought there was a shark. They have so many funny, funny clips. So anyways, I just saw my grandson, myself, and my nephews. They're doing the dance on their new video at the parade. So when you go and subscribe to their channel, make sure, because I posted three videos up there to give you an idea, and there were interviews with my nephew and my grandson. It's so adorable. And make sure you subscribe to my channel, too. We need more so we can go live on Facebook. But yes, Here's the cool thing. I talked to Jack over there, and he said that he would probably come on the show soon. So we're working on them to do a Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection special via VIP, and we're going to be doing that as well. Now, Lisa, before we get into the show, Monday, you're going to do your show as well under Hollywood Connection Special.
Yes, from 6 to 6:30 on Monday.
Right. Tell everybody what it's about.
Well, at this moment, what I'm wanting to do is explain that at my church, Beaming Hope Church, we've literally, God has worked through our church and we've healed people. I mean, I've had issues medically with my hands and feet, and that got healed. We had a lady with stage 4 cancer, so I'm going to have hopefully some of the people from the church, if not physically here, they can call in and explain how they came in one way and left another. So it's pretty awesome.
Yes, and so we have so many things happening tomorrow. Like I said, the parade, the pageant in the morning will be there. Let's get in. We have Sue with Elliot's Tales. We're going to come back to her shortly. And then we have another special. We're going to bring that over to microphone. Cassie, tell everybody we're going to do a special on Tuesday as well after Lisa's half hour with Hollywood Connections. And you're going to be bringing some guests, and you're a soap opera interviewer.
Right, I am. But I've come across an excellent novelist, and he's written a trilogy, and I'm going to have Steve Badawa call in, and he's going to tell us about A Road to Nowhere Go Somewhere.
And we're going to find out more about that.
Yes, very exciting.
Then we have a special from 8 to 9 with my other Beauty Queen reporters, and their one is Teresa. She's with the World Tourism Pageant in California, and then we have our Hollywood reporter coming in and talking about some wonderful things for the holidays as well. Very inspirational. So let's go to our guest. Well, welcome. Tell everybody again who you are.
Alex Giuliano.
Right, we'll be back with you in a minute. Let's go to our other VIP.
Buddy Winsett.
Yes, Buddy. And we met at an amazing event, which was the Holiday Dazzle.
Yes.
Rose Rosen put it on with Women in Film.
That's correct. And Tyler Martinolich, I believe, with Film in Florida, and he's with the Tampa Hillsborough Film Commission. He was a major part of that as well.
I think they're over at the new premiere with Bernie the Dolphin tonight.
Yeah.
I know. I saw them over there, and Kevin Sorbo. I know David Vogel sent me all these cool pictures. I know. So tell us about your production company, and how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this this production company since probably 1999. But I've been doing this sort of thing for a long, long time. I know we only have an hour, but I have a really funny story.
We love funny stories.
back in the day in the 80s, I was producing shows for an Italian television network, RAI, and it was a magazine format show, and we had 20 minutes, and then it'd be 20 minutes from Japan, it'd be 20 minutes from Brazil, and then 20 minutes from the U.S., and I produced the U.S. segment. So they had the first time ever they were going to show Gone with the Wind in Italy on TV.
Ooh.
And it's one of the most popular films ever in Italy. It is huge. If you think about Gone with the Wind, it's like if you look at it and just feel it, it could be Italian, you know. I mean, it really could. And so they love that movie. And their version of TV Guide or whatever held a contest for the Vivian Leigh Clark Gable lookalike. They got to come to America, the winners, and be in my 20-minute segment. I remade 20 minutes of Gone with the Wind in Rome, Georgia.
Whoa,
at the school.
Oh, wow.
With all the buggies and the mansions. Oh. And we did some B-roll with the buggies coming up and with the Scarlet, frankly, I don't give a damn, that scene, you know, ascending
right.
The stairs. And we did the fundraiser ballroom scene live. And all this live to Italy via satellite.
Oh, wow.
So the Georgia Film Commission put me in touch with somebody to do location scouting for me. And he was so fantastic. He'd been doing scouting for Dukes of Hazzard and some other shows. He was so great. I said, look, you got to produce it with me. Oh, you're now a producer because I'm overwhelmed. I got, 100 actors. I'm toasted here. He did such a fabulous job, and we became good friends. I come back to Florida, and a few weeks later, I get a call from his girlfriend, Missy. She says, buddy, listen, he said, put all your stuff in, put your clothes in the car, whatever will fit. Tell everybody goodbye and come up. He's on a film, and he wants you to come up and work with him. He's got you a spot in the crew, and you guys will be launched. You'll be cooking. He said, just walk away from everything. I got these employees. I got all these obligations. These people depend. I came in. What's the name of the film? She said, it's your kind of film. She told me. It's a Big Chill. That sounds kind of goofy.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Wow.
Big
Chill. Hello.
Wow. That's awesome.
Make a long story.
Hand clap for that one.
I didn't go. I stayed and lived up to my little obligations and everything. And now, my dear friend, he produced Mission Impossible 3, Son of All Fears. He's vice president of production at Paramount, and I'm sitting here in Clearwater trying to figure out how can I get a few dollars to make this indie film, that we're working on. But it's really, really, it was hilarious, the way that turned out. You have to sometimes, if you start thinking about those things, those mistakes you make and little decisions, you say, you start trying to have to fight off listening to those voices in your head starting to talk to you. One of them says, well, Roy, where do you think it went wrong? Well, he's just an idiot, Gabby. We don't want to hear it.
You do voiceovers.
Yeah.
I think we found our Elliot voiceover.
Yes, we're looking.
Oh, my gosh, what? Yes. I have a horse. Some of his phone's going off. We have a horse that we are doing Elliot's Tales. We're looking for the right producer. And it's a real horse. We're the books over here.
Right here.
And she wrote these two. This is Sue, and then that plush horse. But there's a stable that she has 7 quarter horses.
Oh, cool.
So remember Mr. Ed, a horse of a horse of course.
And no one could talk to a horse, of course.
Yeah.
The horse is the famous Mr. Ed.
Oh, I remember him.
Yes.
Oh, Wilbur.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah, we're on.
We found him.
There you go. He's there.
Could you say, oh, Elliot? Like that?
Oh, Elliot.
There you go.
We got him.
There we go.
We're
looking. Seriously.
Yes. Hollywood Connection on Hollywood Connection.
We're looking for a voice. I think we found one.
I did. Yes. Oh, so what we want to do is have the horse tell stories to the children.
Like a series.
A series. So we have the stables. We're going to do our first YouTube, but we want to talk to you after the show.
Do I have to be as smart as a horse?
Elliot's a smart horse.
Trust me,
he's very smart.
Network.
Show him a picture of Elliot.
Yes. Elliot here. Elliot's on there as well, but we're going to get more into that. But I think you do production. He does production. He does everything, and you have a recording studio.
Yes.
And we're going to come back and talk about that. I have a surprise guest on the phone for you. But before I go, I have to announce this because it's so important to thank people that help you out with everything in the, when you're getting your car fixed and you're trying to get, the right people. I want to thank...
Right, and as a woman, yeah.
And yes, Ace Auto Clinic. They're over there on 1230. I am looking at my 9 South Lincoln Avenue in Clearwater, 727-441. And oops, there it goes. We're going to get it back here. I have the card in my purse. So 2 seconds, I'm going to go and John's going,
glasses.
What is she doing? I have glasses, but I was doing it on my phone.
Right.
So anyways, let's go to our guest caller real quick. Are you on the air?
I am. Hi.
This must be Rose Rosen.
It is indeed.
She was calling to say hi to you.
Well,
I was.
Yes. And what did you think of her amazing event?
It was fantastic.
I know. So, Rose, when you put this event on, tell us about the Women in Film.
So that event was from Film Tampa Bay.
Right.
And that's Holidazzle that we do every year. And... the audio was a little low that night, so I don't know that you heard we announced a new Film Tampa Bay Advisory Board that I'll be chairing.
Congratulations.
Thank you. With Tyler, of course, and I have a great team of people on it, and it'll be a game changer in the Tampa Bay area, so it'll be really exciting, and we'll have some nice different events and nice... I want to start with some mentorships. We're going to get some scholarship monies, all kinds of different things. So, pretty exciting.
Very exciting. Rose, give everyone your social media. I know you're popping on to say hello. And wait, did you meet each other? Did you know each other?
Oh, Buddy and I know each other.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
I don't want to say how long.
Just a few.
Yeah, I wrote Rose this morning. I'm like, who? What's his name? I forgot because I was asking Bobby, and then she actually Rose sent your picture over,
right.
And that's
yeah.
how I got in touch with you this morning. So
yeah,
so.
But you can follow Casting by Rose Rosen on Facebook, and that's where you could always find me, you know, and ask any questions or whatever you need to know about casting. But
right, and if they're in the Tampa Bay area, they can join Women in Film as well?
Yep, yep, all over Florida, all over the world, honestly. It's a
very
big
cool.
organization, so it's a good organization.
So cool, Rose. Well, mm-hmm. I wanted to pop you on and tell everybody
Thanks.
About all the wonderful work that you're doing. And, you know, people want to know with casting directors, can they call you or can they send you a photo or do you work through agents?
I work through agents mostly. They can, you know, always just check on my Facebook if I have an open call. That's a good thing to do. And I'll be at the Dunedin Film Festival. I know you'll be there too, Dawn.
Yes.
I'm going to be giving a talk January 11th. I believe it'll be at 3:30 at the festival. So that's Saturday. So mark your calendars. I'm sure that'll be a free event at the festival. I may bring a talent agent with me. Should be really good.
Yes, that would be super fun. And if anybody wants to get a TV and film, that's important.
Good thing.
Yay, so that's a shout-out for Rose Rosen Casting. And I just want to let you know, you guys, she said hello to you. There you go.
Yep, hey, buddy.
Hey,
all right,
Rose.
Enjoy. I'm going to watch you guys. Enjoy your time.
Oh, it goes so fast. So fast.
I know.
Fast.
So
I
interesting,
know.
Though. All right, have a great weekend. Happy holidays to all.
Oh, thank you, Rose Rosen.
Thank you, Rose.
Surprise. You know, this is the Hollywood Connection special, so we have producers and casting directors. Let's go back to you as well, buddy. You were talking about your recording studio. Tell us about that.
Well, I got the studio from a local producer named Dan O'Brien, and he's worked with some of the biggest musicians in the world, and they've actually come to the studio and recorded. I could just go through the names, you know, but I couldn't even begin to start. And he wanted to, oddly enough, a guy's world-class guitar player, played all over the world, great producer, he decided to get into video.
Wow.
And so he's out producing some shows, and so I bought the studio from him and his partner, Gary Miller, and I've always been into music more than anything else, even more than film, actually. I first started getting into film so I'd have somewhere to put the songs I was writing. And my youngest son's a songwriter, and he's prolific. And
can he help us? We're looking for a couple people to write some songs for Elliot. We're going to talk about this. I think we found our person.
Yes, one stop shop. Right
yeah,
there.
Exactly.
Oh, that looks like fun.
I know.
Yeah.
So I know Lisa's a singer, and she has some questions for you.
I do. What if somebody is a singer and they want to present with you, like, you know, a demo of a song that, you know, that they have and pretty much, you know, have been told it needs to be recorded. What steps does that person take, which would be myself or anybody right. else listening, to get it to you and see what, you know, see what they can do with it?
Well, probably pop me an email.
Okay.
That would be the best way. Buddy Winsett, WINSETT @gmail.com.
Okay.
And I'd connect with you, or on Facebook, you know.
Yeah, we're friends on, yes.
Yeah, and we'd meet, look at what it is, and see what genre it is. Do you have a composer? Is there music already, just lyrics? Or do you have someone to accompany it, or do you want us to get studio musicians in? Can we do it electronically? You know, there's a lot of different questions depending on the genre.
I think we should take a stop over by you and do a story and do a live feed and do a sit down over there where we have more time.
Do a show
and,
from there.
And hopefully what we can do is when I go to record with you, because I know that I'm supposed to, you know, do that. God's pretty much said you need to do certain things and I got to get moving on them and and visions. And I mean, I dreamt 5 years ago that I was in a recording or a radio studio and I meet her in church and here we are. So it's like dreamt it down to the outfit. I'm like, oh, I need to stop drinking Tito's because some crazy dream came into my brain that I'm actually on the radio or, you know, singing for a living. And here we are.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
We're just taking off. I know that before our next VIP call in for you in a second, I got a little surprise. Okay, here we go, because it was on my phone. Ace Auto Clinic. I can see clearly now.
Yes.
All electronical problems that you may be having repaired, foreign, domestic, diesel, Napa Auto Care Center. The website is aceautoclinic.com, 1239 South Lincoln Avenue, Clearwater, Florida. John Everett. The phone number is 727-441-8727 or 727-446-5450. And I want to thank John over there, because I had my oil changed today, and he is just amazing. He's been there 30 years.
Yeah, you went live. It was awesome.
I did. And so, John, that's a shout out to you.
Yes.
Then I thank you so much. All right. So we're back. We're going to be right back. We're going to play a little Christmas music here. And
yes.
This is one of my favorites, because my mother loved this music. And I'll be right back.
106.1 The Heat.
Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
So the next song, I know what was that name of that song?
Fine. Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
Yes, I know. Don't you love that song? Yes, by, what was it?
Nat King Cole.
There we go. So we have another VIP guest that is a casting director, and she's got her own production company and some fun things she's working on. Bobby Hill Casting, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I have Buddy here.
Hey, hi, Bobby. Buddy. How you doing?
Great.
I'm sorry I couldn't be there. Dawn had asked me to come, and I just couldn't get there. But I'm glad she asked me to call in.
Yeah, so we were talking there, and after I was really praying hard that I find the right guest for Friday's show, because someone canceled, and you said, let me go around. And I thought, you know, here, Bobby, I'm at this big event at Rose Rosen's, you know, and I'm over there.
Right.
And I don't want to go around and find out who's who, and I've been doing that. And there was a lot of actors, and I thought, let's just go to one of the sources. Let me just go to Bobby, because Bobby knows everybody. And she goes, oh, I've got a guest for you, Buddy. So, yes.
Well, I guess we've been Facebook, but That's we met him.
So, that's awesome.
So it was a chance I took.
Wow. Well, you're calling in to tell everybody about your Women in Film opening up the chapter here in Clearwater and where they can go and register. And it's at a super fabulous place called the Future Factory. And I want to give Steve and Dave a shout out over there and Jen, because my grandson had the best time of his life with the virtual reality stuff. And they're about to open up coming up in January. Tell us about your event that's coming up that's going to be ongoing.
For the Women in Film?
Yes.
Are you talking about the other projects? Because I've got so many things going on. It's unbelievable.
I know,
but
you
no,
do.
Women in Film is the most exciting. We've really worked hard over the last 6 months to get a branch going. And so our very first meeting will be January 8th. It's on a Wednesday, and it starts at 6 o'clock. And it's going to be at the Florida Future Factory at 1124 Lakeview Road in Clearwater. And this place is awesome. It has got, they have shot many movies there and everything, and each of the rooms are kind of set up for different films and things that they've done, space and just all kinds of things. And they plan on making it much bigger. So we're really, really excited to be able to hold our meetings there and everything. And
I know.
And we have a guest speaker. Well, he's going to sing also.
Right.
Is Wade Williams. He's going to be there. So
yeah,
we're real happy to have him come on board.
Yeah, Wade is amazing. He's done a lot of Christian films, and he's so super. I mean, his voice, and I've watched him on so many amazing films. And then you've got some other projects you're working on as well, Bobby. And,
yes, I do.
Right.
We have started, you know, our own first production company. It's called First Fruits. It's a Christian production company, and we're working on a film right now called Just Like You. And my partner, Bill Tosh, the pastor, and so we're going right down the road to make it a big success.
So,
we're also doing a couple shorts. One that we're working with you on, which we won't give any information out on that.
Yes, I will tell you someplace, but I have to tell you and everybody a funny story, because Chrissy, come in here just for a minute, and we're not going to get into it too much, but we were, I have to, a funny story, because this just brought my attention on something. We were playing bingo yesterday, we can't tell you where, and if you go, anybody that's listening,
hopefully
trust me.
Hopefully they'll be able to go back next week, but you know,
I don't
whatever.
Think so. I think we got kicked out, but Chrissy.
We'll find a new bingo.
If you go to YouTube and put in Grandma Chrissy Uncensored, you'll see what happened. So Chrissy, come here. We're not going to talk about much, but Chrissy, do you think we're not going to tell the place? You think we're allowed back at the place?
They don't want us anymore. We had too much fun for them, okay?
Yeah, so I guess we're not allowed back, right?
Well, no. My money spends as well as theirs does.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, they. All I can say is, if you're listening and you're driving, if you called one of the ladies that we were with last night, well, actually, one lady had to move the table. She didn't like us.
She didn't like us at all. Came in late because we stopped at the rehab to see Benny.
We stopped at a rehab place to see Benny, our other producer. And then they were calling. Yes, they would. I hope they're one of the ladies that are listening. Maybe they're driving.
I certainly hope.
Yeah. Yes. So let's just. And they were like, Chrissy, you are the rudest person I've ever met in the whole world. And
I would have loved to hear that response.
Well, actually, you can listen to it on YouTube. Go to Grandma Chrissy Uncensored, and please subscribe to my channel so we can go live on.
Children, Lola, ask your parents before viewing.
Yes, so. Lola, you'll love it. So anyways, that was so funny.
Yes, it's hilarious.
So anyways.
You guys kicked out?
Yes, it's all on video.
I get the privilege of, you know, being a co-host. I get to get the text messages going, you won't believe what's happening here. Wish you were here. I'm like, God knows I'm at church, and that's where I gotta be. So I can pray for you three over there doing Lord knows what.
Well, we had a couple rum and cokes, and I think you had a fireball.
Fireball? Forget it.
Then they yelled at us and said, you cannot drink at the table.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we could drink in the bathroom? Like, where are we supposed to drink then? Oh, no drinking in the bingo hall.
Yeah. You can't write this stuff, I'll tell you. Anyways,
can't.
Bobby, give your website, your social media, and everything where people can reach you, and if they can send you photos for your database.
Yes, definitely. They can send, either go on Facebook, because I'm on there all the time, too. They can contact me direct. I'm one of the old schools. I like to talk to the talent. I like to, you know what they can do and be able to network with them a little bit to just kind of know the talent, you know, besides just picking off of a headshot. So I like the connection. But they can contact me at Bobby with an I, B-O-B-B-I, Hill, H-I-L-L, casting at AOL.com. Reach me through there. And also they can, really, I'm out there all over.
That's right. So we're going to promote the heck out of that as well. We'll see you at Women in Film on the 8th, Bobby. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Bobby. And you should come also to the Tampa Bay Film Society Christmas party next Tuesday. Holiday. Yeah, Holiday Express in, and you need to bring a $5 and under gift as an exchange. And if you bring a hot dish or something, also they would appreciate that too.
Wonderful. Yes, I know we have the Tampa Bay Film Society commercial, and then we also have the Jubber Brothers. You have that one too, Vaughn, both of them?
Yes.
Perfect. Oh. We're going to run that for Ellen, so we'll be there on the 17th. Are you going to be there on the 17th, buddy?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Okay,
yay.
Very exciting.
Yes.
All right, so much more.
Yes.
We will see you. Well, we're also shooting another short that is going to be shot in January through the Tampa Bay Film Society, so I am looking for that one special guy. Unfortunately, Carl Bradford was supposed to be the main actor, and of course, we all know he passed away, and we miss him dearly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to recast a new character for that. So any of you out there that kind of fit his criteria as a retired vet, please contact me.
I have one for you. A couple.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I do. Okay. Yes.
Great.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
Well, Bobby,
okay.
I know it goes so fast. We need more sponsors. We need more hours. So
yes.
We're working on it.
Like the Dawn Reese day.
Well, buddy, it was nice, seeing and talking to you again.
Yes.
And I hope we'll talk soon. And everybody have a please blessed Merry Christmas if I don't see any of you or talk to any of you later. So just all be blessed.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you,
Hill
Bobby.
Casting.
You're welcome.
Before
welcome.
We go to other guests as well, I want to shout out Jeff Olin is watching us all the way from Los Angeles. And
hey,
Jeff has been on the show. He's a top casting director out there as well. So if you're in LA, he's amazing. And he has a story. He was on a billboard a long time ago, and it was like living on the billboard and how he got his break and then he got into casting. So a shout out to Jeff Olin casting out there. Actually, he got me on the set with, a couple movies out there. Yes, and
wow.
I forgot. Jackie
Brown.
Well,
I will be reaching out to him because, I will travel. I have nothing to keep me here. Nada. Kids are 18 and 24. Away I go.
There you go. So the door is open of opportunity that God's going to open for you.
He is.
So let's go back to Buddy. So Buddy, so for recording wise, tell us, where they can call you, your website, your social media.
Right. Probably the best way is on Facebook message. We're revamping our website. It was Ozona Studios. Now it's Ozona Sound and Picture Company, so we're having it all redone. But you can go to Ozona Studios on Facebook or to Buddy Winsett on Facebook and reach me there. And my email, probably the easiest one for anybody to remember, is Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, Winsett, W-I-N-S-E-T-T, @gmail.com.
Okay. Also, too, is with your recording studio, that you're. Do you have anything you're working on now, or any productions that you're working on as well, maybe for the new year?
Well, we've just finished up some film projects. We were doing ADR and sound effects and some music on some local films. I think we've done about five over the last year, and one that Wade Williams was in, by the way, was done in L.A. and New York and other places. We did work on that.
Now, do you go through casting directors sometimes, or can they send you photos for your production files, or how do you
work?
Sure,
yeah, they could just send it directly.
There you go.
I'll be doing that when the show's over. I do it right now. If the phone was over there, so I can't send you anything.
If it's for a feature film or something of that nature, then we like to work through a casting director because their help is, I can't begin to tell you.
Oh, Bobby, I see. And
yeah.
Rose, I mean, all the people that are in the casting world, I mean, mm-hmm. It's truly amazing to see what they're doing.
But I like to have a file on all the actors and actresses. Even if I'm going through a casting director, I'm going to say, Bobby, Rose, please, reach out. I know you know this person. Reach out to them. Let's bring them in. So.
Gotcha. So that's really cool. So see, this was meant to be. I love
it. I'm telling you what, my sister told me when I said I'm in that church and everybody knew I had to leave by a certain time to get here. And of course, everything changed. And as you see, I literally made it within minutes. She said to me, all I know is God's telling me there's a reason you cannot miss tonight's show no matter what. And there you sit. You're a Janis Joplin fan. And I'm telling you what, people say that they literally go, I haven't heard that like that, except out of Janis. Like, you really, it's like she takes over.
Okay, so when can we come to the studio? Yes. Next week?
Yeah. Anytime.
Okay.
I'll be there Monday.
Super cool. So, and yes. I'm in the schools too, called Be Cool Stand School. Well, of course, you know, with the Christmas, and I get a lot of kids and singers that want to do recording. So, you'll be hearing our names a lot. Great. I need to record.
Well, see, I worked at a recording studio in Birmingham back decades ago.
And Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. We specialized in blues, Southern Soul, which some people think is R&B, but it is different. And we did that. We did Black Gospel. We had the number one Black Gospel song of the year one time from our studio in there in Birmingham. So when you say Janis Joplin, bling, my ears.
I also sing in the praise band at church. Yeah, so when I say I do everything from Selena to Madonna to Janis to Doobie Brothers to anybody, I was raised in the backseat of a 79 Camaro with my dad jamming the Doobie Brothers. Here we were, you know. Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
You should have been at Rose's event the other night. I mean,
I was at church.
Karaoke.
That's why I was not there. God knows I would have been there.
I know you did.
I would have thrown it down. I would have got that party lit. It would have been crazy.
I know. It goes so fast. Buddy, hold on. I know we have to play Tampa Bay Film Society. I know we have to play another commercial we just cut with Sue. And then we also have, do you have the, actually, the Jabba Brothers? Do you have theirs as well? All right, let's go to what's happening coming up in January. We'll be right back with a couple other guests.
106.1 The Heat.
We'll be right back.
Are you a filmmaker, producer, writer, director, or financier? Have you ever wanted to get money for or pitch your scripted or unscripted TV and film projects to working industry professionals? Now is your chance to make your dreams come true. The Jalbert Brothers are holding a two-day event on the number one beach in America in Clearwater, Florida, at the Hacking Hollywood Pitch Fest. You will learn how to package, pitch, finance, and distribute your movie or TV projects.
You're going to learn from all the workshops, panels. You're going to meet great people. You're going to have amazing time. The networking, the events we're going to have, the parties. It's going to be, I feel, a chance of a lifetime.
By combining Hollywood executives and social media influencers, you will get every aspect you need to succeed in the film and TV business. Make Hollywood connections that will last a lifetime. Get one-on-one time to pitch your project to working industry professionals. Hacking Hollywood Pitch Fest will include a lot of fun, great networking parties and events, workshops, panels, so much more. You will be able to meet, shake hands, and make deals with working professionals. Are you going to show up, change your life now, or regret never taking that chance?
There's going to be opportunity everywhere. So when you get here, seize it.
Visit JalbertBrothers.com for more information. Get tickets at Eventbrite now before they sell out. There are limited seats available.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sue Greenberg, author of Elliot's Tales, a great children's book. I want to invite everybody to a great fundraiser I'm putting on. It's at Quaker Steak and Lube Restaurant, Wednesday, January 8th, bike night, 6 to 10 p.m. The address is 10400 49th Street North, Clearwater, Florida. Having a great band there, Soul Circus Cowboy, they're playing, food, raffle baskets, 50-50, and the best part is we're using all the money earned for the All Children's Hospital. We're going to bring each child Elliot's books and plush horse on Valentine's Day, so come out, join the fun, and help us celebrate this big event.
So, you say you want to be an actor, director, producer, screenwriter, film crew, whatever. Now what? How can you make this happen? Easy. It's called networking. After all, sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know that brings you that big break. And one of the best ways to get that break is to, you got it, network. One of the smartest places to start your networking is to come to the Tampa Bay Film Society meetings. Tampa Bay Film Society is an organization that will create opportunities for you to get educated through some great programs and workshops, learn about productions coming up, as well as offer you opportunities to advance your career and meet others already in the industry who will remember you when the time comes. Yes, our bi-monthly general meetings is a great way to network with other industry people. How do you start? Just come to one of our meetings, enjoy it, and sign up as a member. You get discounts on Tampa Bay Film Society workshops and special events just as a starter. And you never know who you'll meet at one of our general meetings when you're out there networking. And best of all, it's fun. So check us out on our website at www.tampabayfilmsociety.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
And we're back. Let's go to another guest, and we'll be back with Buddy, too, and everybody else here. Go so fast, and tell everybody your name.
My name is Alex Giuliano.
And Alex, you were introduced to me by Chrissy, and tell us what you do.
Well, I own a local production company. Currently, we're working on a couple different projects, mostly based in Vegas. Right. They're episodics. Our stuff already has talent associated with it, so we're not looking for any casting or anything. So okay. I don't usually have to deal with any of the casting side. But I'm usually a story producer when I get pulled into projects. I tend to have an eye for how to put together a full story when I'm watching the filming happen, particularly in cooking shows, actually, as of late. I've been doing cooking competitions, and in watching the filming of that, you kind of put together the story where the cooking happens in one straight shot, but when you go to put together the actual story, you have to put together the backstory of the individual chefs, and you have to show what they're cooking, and you kind of have to go through each individual story. It's kind of creating a story out of chaos.
So are you trying to take this to TV as well? Or?
Yes, we're actually in negotiations with a couple of networks. Names can't be released because we're under NDAs. But it actually originally started as a live show with High Times magazine.
Right.
We did a couple of the High Times cannabis cups because we specialized first with cooking with cannabis.
Right.
And so we actually did live shows where we had chefs cooking head-to-head against each other in a sort of a Chopped style. Cooking competition to determine who was the best. We had three, in that case it was cannabis celebrity judges, but for the TV purposes we actually have real celebrity judges.
Was Snoop Dogg one of the judges for the cannabis?
He was not, actually.
he
was there, but he was not one of the judges. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, no, he's never been one of our judges. He's too expensive.
Well, I'm working on getting to Snoop Dogg because one of my friends in West Palm and Gene.
He's going
to
be here at Hard Rock.
Right, and I'm working on getting us in there, so we'll know soon.
Come on,
soon.
Gene. Come on, the poo-poo man. We got this.
It's somebody else.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry,
somebody else.
Wrong Gene.
Yeah, so anyways, so what is your social media they can go to as well?
Well, my personal social media on Instagram, it's at Alex_SFFY. I believe it's the same thing on Twitter as well, but I'm most active on Instagram. Most of my stuff is actually from me traveling and not of my work because I don't like to show all the people that I'm working with. I generally only take pictures in the airplane or in the airport talking about where I'm going and what I'm going to do.
Right.
But I do get to do the occasional behind the scenes. It just depends on who's on set.
You know, back in college, I went to broadcast and journalism for 6.5 years in California at Rancho Santiago College. And I found out that one of our guys in my class is a top celebrity chef. I don't know who he is. I forgot. And they said he's in Vegas doing some big chef show. And I'm like, oh, I got to check in and find out who that is. But that's so cool. Yeah. So, you know, Lisa has a cooking show.
DA in the kitchen with Lisa V, because I used to be 315 pounds, and obviously I'm not now. And so I work out, and you know, I'm part of a gym, a local gym, and a product. So we were, you know, doing in the kitchen with Lisa V, and I was, you know, going live on Facebook and showing people how you can eat all this. You know, you can eat, you know, 25 apples for a French fry, like you can, you know, for a small fry. So I was, you know, doing that, and we're hopefully going to kick it up and get some, you know, I have some bodybuilder friends that are professional. They're like, hey, we'll love to come on and show that you can actually eat healthy and do really well and enjoy life. Like, it's not a diet.
So well, Lisa's laughing because she saw how I made my last tater tots for my grandson.
Wait.
We have an air fryer now.
Okay.
Congratulations, Bert, because the look on her husband's face was priceless. He looks and he goes, how do you mess up tater tots? And I'm like, she did. It's okay. But she was running around. She was texting. She was on the phone. So she had a reason why she killed these tater
tots. It was the wrong aluminum tray from the dollar store.
Yes, it was. You do not cook. No. Yeah, that's. You do not have bad knives, and you do not have bad cooking. Yeah, that exactly. No.
Like you can cook in a toaster oven. You can cook on a hot plate, but it's the material you're putting on top of it or inside of it that you have to be careful with.
So get yourself an air fryer or somebody you love, and we got somebody in our family.
Yes, we'll definitely. Hey, any of the air fryer companies want to sponsor us? I promise you, we will use it and go live. So please get a hold of Don Reese at Hollywood Connections.
That's right. Well, Zach, we want to thank you so much for talking about what you're doing and helping out. And you've got a great radio voice. Have you thought about coming here?
I have actually been told many times that I should do radio based on my voice. I've just never
and modeling never gotten around also to it. Because you've got great hair and great that. Eyes and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, they tell me, hey, you got a face for radio and a voice for newspaper.
No, buddy. I got to tell you, no, buddy. With what you have and what you're offering, what a role model. I have to ask you a quick question. How did you learn production? Where did you go?
Self-taught.
You know, that's amazing. Robert Evans, before he passed away at Paramount Pictures, you were talking about Paramount, and we were in the paper together in Palm Beach at the film festival, and he said, "Get out your phones and start shooting. There's more movies being shot on your phones now, on Netflix, and editing. It's amazing."
Yeah. I transmitted a thing called the Pangea Film Festival a few years ago from the Sony Studios, the Columbus Studios in Burbank, and they actually had films from all over the world in the competition. Nokia sponsored it, and there were films actually shot on flip phones.
Phones.
Yeah, and you know what?
I miss it my flip
the
phone.
The creativity. You know, if you're creative enough, you can make a movie on an Etch-a-Sketch. I think. It's really. Really, all in the creativity.
Yeah. It's amazing what you can do, and I'm learning because I have different editing things now, and I just learned something over at the Future Factory from one of the guys, and they're like, Dawn, it's so easy. You got to do it this way. I'm like, cool. So you always, you know.
That's my 1 a.m. emails when she's ping, ping. She's like, look what I did. Look what I'm sending you. I'm like, thank God I don't have any notifications going on.
I know. Well, let's go over to Cassie real quick, and Cassie's excited to tell us what she's working on, and you've been hanging out with us at the parties and everything. So what is it like being with Hollywood Connections?
Oh my goodness, it's so much fun. This lady is amazing, just absolutely amazing.
I orchestrate, I'm looking at all the times and what That's we have right. left.
Conductor.
Yes, a conductor.
Goes there and there and there and okay, we're ready.
We're excited for Tuesday's show with me and you, and you've got some great guests coming on, and that's going to be happening, so tune in live and what we're doing as well. Do you have anything to tell the world?
Be there.
Yes, be there on Tuesday.
Be there. It's going
to
be exciting.
And I met her at Soap This, so remember to go to Soap This on Facebook. She's got some good things coming up, Patty, as well, in February with some soap stars with General Hospital.
Yeah. General Hospital. Okay.
Yes, and Kathleen Gotti should be here. And Soap This, and like them on Facebook as well.
Is that with Vincent Azari, too?
I think so. I know.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Oh. My grandmother is looking down going, go kiss him for me.
That's awesome. Grandma. I know we have like a few minutes left. I have to give a shout out because I revived something on Facebook, and it's called Pageant News. And if you're a judge, if you're a beauty pageant, please post on there. Then we have beauty queen reporters that I have all over the world, and you can audition only. I don't have a live event. The reason I'm wearing the title is because I'm going to the World Tourism in July, which is a different system. But please post if you have something to sell in the pageant world called Pageant News, and I'll approve you up there, and then just pass that around. That would be great. And let's go to Sue real quick as well. Sue with Elliot's Tale. We're going to be doing a couple episodic shows over there as well. We're going to be doing it next week. And you're looking for children?
Looking for children. We're trying to do like a Mr. Ed.
Right.
So we're trying to find someone to do a song for us. I think we might have found a singer.
We did.
He has a great voice.
And also,
do that again. I'm Elliot.
Well, I'm Elliot.
See, here we go. Oh, my God.
But when I was singing, the way I met her, she said, you know, you'd sound better if you sang tenor the other night. I said, yeah, she's 10 or 12 miles away from here.
No, I did not. I was so excited to meet him.
We need an Elliot song, too, so... Yeah. We need something for Elliot.
That's right. And right now you can buy these books and plushed animals for the children. You know, we came up in Wisconsin with St. Nicholas Night. That's why I named my son one of them. Nicholas.
Hey.
Yes. And so then I have Rick, Eric, and Nick, and that's it. So anyways, we have a plush horse that you can see live on YouTube and Facebook that you can get for your children. How much is the set, Sue?
I'm having a special for the two books and the plush for $49.95. It's on my website. Or you can buy them separate too, like two for 30. So I have good prices going on for the Christmas specials. And my website's ElliottsHorseTales.com.
and you spell Tails, T-A-I-L-S, and Elliot has two T's.
Correct. And also Danielle Forbes will be on next week. She's a talk show host, a writer, and she wrote a book, and she's got some great information. I know I told her that we're going way over in time, so we'll have her on next week as well. And Lisa, I know you've got some things that you're working on. Any shout-outs that you want to talk about with Beaming Hope Church?
I sure do. At Beaming Hope Church, we have, tonight we had a toy drive, but on Sunday we have 10 o'clock service, and like I said, God really, you know, the Holy Spirit's in that church, and we have stories and testimonies, you know, people that are scheduled for surgery, and then they go in and go, okay, we're going to schedule you for surgery, and then they do x-rays and go, we got a problem. There's nothing there for us to operate on. So definitely go to www.beaminghope.org. And we also, Mi Carreta Restaurant and Bakery is going to be on the show hopefully next week. He's just remodeled. He's got room for 150. People, when I say the best kept little secret in St. Pete is definitely this restaurant. Colombian food is amazing. Their bakery items are baked fresh every day. There's tons and tons of stuff. And I want to give a shout out to Stan Arthur, who started I Love St. Pete. I want everybody to go on the website, to the Facebook, I Love St. Pete, because what we're doing is a lady said, anybody who has, you know, lightly used items or stuff you're not using, help those in need. Well, I have a guitar that I don't know how to play. I look at it, I move it around, and thankful that, you know, God said, give this guitar to her. She has two children, and somebody else donated a guitar. So when I say go to I Love St. Pete, there's a program with, you have key tags that say I Love St. Pete. Blake's Crab Cakes, he gives discounts. There's everybody out there in St. Pete. It's like 25,000 people in it. It's just great. So please definitely go to that if you can.
Right. And also, I know, did they get their toy giveaway yet?
Over we did it tonight. That's why I was late.
Oh, the toy to give away. I thought that
the
was
show. No, that was tonight. That was tonight. Why I was late.
Gotcha. And then also, I just want to thank the Jog Squad, because we're in their video, and you have to go JOOG Squad. I said I was going to give a shout out on the air. I'm trying to get this special together with them and the guys, and you'll see three videos from Dawn Reese up there. When you subscribe to their million fans, please subscribe to mine as well, Dawn Reese. And we're going to try to go live here as well. We're live YouTube on Tan Talk Radio. We're live Facebook. And I want to thank all my guests. Any last words to go around, Zach, that you have to say to the world on Hollywood Connections? He just says, tune in and watch my stuff. Yes. Good luck in Vegas. I got some great contacts down there. And also, Buddy, have you had fun?
I have. I've had a lot of fun.
Yes. I think we're going to work together on a lot of things. Yep. I do. Yes. I just, you know, I say when you pray about things and you're saying, well, what do you mean, Dawn, pray about things? You know, you don't have to. If I'm not in church, Lisa, and I'm at home, I'm praying.
Right.
And I'll tell you, and then all of a sudden an idea comes back, or like I'm reviving something I did 4 years ago. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can get reporters and other pageant systems. And the things are just happening. And we're seeing what God is going to do. I always say, write God a letter in your Bible. Seal it, open up next year and see all the amazing things and more that he's given you. And maybe just write a thank you letter over the holidays.
And those visions and dreams, they come true. Like there's three more that I've already been shown, and I can't wait till they happen, because they have happened. Like I said, met her at church. Crazy, crazy situation.
Well, that's when I looked over and I thought, I got to get her on the show. And all I was doing is getting other co-hosts. I wanted more hours. And Lola, get ready, because once I start to get going, we're going to get all the hours wrapped up here.
We're going to be here all day, 24/7, except for Sunday when I'm at church from 10 to 1.
That's right. Sue, I want to thank you for being here. I'm looking at my clock here, and it's
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, and Sue is going to be at the pageant tomorrow, and then we have a surprise coming up. Tell them, everybody, you're going to be crowned in January. But we've got a gorgeous crown, and what is your new title?
She has a Miss Country USA.
Yeah,
that's right. We're going to get her in the pageant world, it's judging wonderful. As well, and selling her books, and we got some good, great plans for you as well. And you do have a publicist that you work with, so she's helping you out too, which is amazing. And also, 1 minute to go. Chrissy, thank you so much for the fun belly laughing the other day over at when we played bingo. I will never forget that. Remember, go to YouTube and put in Grandma Chrissy Uncensored. Please like these videos. They will make you belly laugh. We have her at the stables. She's not working. wearing shoes.
Oh, that was so funny.
You were chasing around with a whip.
With the wheelbarrow. And my whip.
The other event.
Oh, and
yeah.
The whip.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, oh, wait. We were at the mall the other day. Here she comes. And the guy's trying to sell her a $500 bottle of face cream. Now, that one was really funny. Yes.
My
so, Chrissy, say
yo, ho, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Yo, ho, everybody.
We'll see you next Friday. We've got a great show lined up. Again, buddy, thank you for being here.
Thank you
for being here, Zach, as well.
Alex.
Oh, I'm saying Zach. Where's Zach coming from? Well, if Zach is watching, whoever Zach is.
Yeah. Hey, my future next ex-husband. I'm just kidding.
I'm Dawn Reese. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. Start praying for your family over the holidays. And if you are missing somebody over the holidays, our prayers are with you. And we will see you next Friday.
Yes.
Night.
Bye. Good night.